This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. The Pueblo County coroner set up a freezer truck to house bodies temporarily. Pueblo Mayor Nick Grandisar says the move was sparked by the recent spike in COVID-19 cases.
We're not in a good place right now, and we got to do better. And we're trying to do better. You know, I imposed a curfew on the 30th of October between the hours of 10 p.m. and 5 a.m., and I hate to think what the numbers would be like if we hadn't imposed that curfew, but even with that curfew, the numbers have just sort of skyrocketed.
Pueblo County has recorded 229 pandemic-related deaths since March, more than 50 in the past week. Colorado's Republican-led Legislative Audit Committee convened a special meeting on election integrity. CPR's Benta Berkland reports there was no new evidence of fraud, and the committee discussed the security of Denver-based Dominion voting systems.
The Republican head of the County Clerks Association explained the processes the state goes through to verify results and audit results. And then two Republican former secretaries of state vouched for the system. Wayne Williams says Dominion has been audited hundreds of times, and he notes that Colorado tracks the tabulation of results on machines with the actual paper ballots, and it's called a risk-limiting audit. And he said that he can state in Colorado the voting system is accurately recorded the counts of every Coloradan.
And you can find more about yesterday's meeting at CPR.org. 43 degrees in Colorado Springs, it's 39 in Denver and 37 in Grand Junction.